AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. drone strike that accidentally killed an American hostage and an Italian is drawing fire from Pakistan. While sending its condolences, Pakistan is reminding the U.S. that it has long complained about drone strikes in its country. The drones target terror leaders, but Pakistan says those strikes are counterproductive, and this one killed two Westerners the U.S. didn't know were there. One of them was Warren Weinstein of Rockville, Maryland. Neighbor Edgar Wagoner says he was a good guy.
He was a friendly guy, always had a smile on his face. And I had sort of forgotten what he looked like till I saw him on TV.
Because Weinstein had been a hostage of Al-Qaeda for about 4 years. Meanwhile, Italy wants more information from the U.S. about how one of its citizens was killed in the drone strike. Now to Indiana, where the kids at Westfield High were putting on a show last night when the stage collapsed. This horrified student watched from the audience.
I just saw the first performer on stage coming out, and then the following behind was all the rest of the performers. I then saw the pieces of wood begun to collapse, and then a falling of faces.
At least 12 people hurt, one of them critically. Not clear yet why the stage gave way. That sound you heard of it was captured by Zach Rader, who was sitting in the audience. Baltimore's police commissioner says a black man who died while in custody was not wearing a seatbelt when he was put into the police van. We don't know yet, though, what caused Freddie Gray's fatal spine injury. Loretta Lynch is expected to be sworn in next week as the nation's new attorney general after the Senate confirmed her yesterday. The only senator who did not vote was Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. This is AP Radio News. President Obama had the New England Patriots over to the White House to congratulate them on yet another championship season. Our Mark Smith was there.
The president says with their fourth NFL win, the Patriots are something special.
They have set a standard for excellence that we may not see again for a very long time.
Quarterback Tom Brady wasn't here, but Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler, whose goal line interception sealed the win, was.
Malcolm has earned a lifetime of free drinks in every bar in Boston.
Remember, this was the team hit by a scandal over underinflated footballs. Obama promised not to make jokes.
I was worried that 11 out of 12 of them would fall flat.
Besides, he says, Deflategate was blown out of proportion. Mark Smith at the White House.
All right. Five players got ejected from the Royals-White Sox game after a bench-clearing brawl at the end of the seventh inning. The Royals finally won the game 3-2 in 13 innings. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.